Well, thank you for the introduction. My name is Jessica Favorito. I'm a grad student at Virginia Tech, and my work will be on selenium adsorption on ferrihydrate in the presence of dissolved organic carbon. So selenium is a chalcogenic metalloid that's present in soils. Typical background concentrations in U.S. soils are roughly 0.39 ppm. However, in phosphate mine soils, concentrations can exceed 1,200 ppm, which is quite high. In semi-arid conditions where the pH is neutral to alkaline, oxidized species dominate. The two oxidized species of concern are selenite, which is typically bound to solid phases, and selenate, which is more soluble and more mobile. And these bioavailable species are typically accumulated in hyperaccumulating plants, such as the western mountain aster that I have pictured here. Cases of ruminant toxicity occur from grazing on these hyperaccumulating species, and fatalities are quite common. There are a number of studies that actually examine selenium sorption. These include mineral surface analyses. Some analyses include competitive studies with trace metals mostly, and there's little information on dissolved organic carbon acid interactions with selenium species. DOC acids are really important because they're present in rhizosphere environments. They occur from plant litter, organic matter decomposition, and root exudates. And they can also participate in surface ligand exchange reactions. Previous work with DOC have examined citric, humic, and fulvic acid with arsenic species on ferrihydrite, citric acid competition with phosphate on goethite, citric salicylic acid, and 10 other DOC species with selenite on aluminum hydroxide surfaces, humic acid and selenite on hematite and goethite, and citrate and oxalate and selenite on goethite. However, there's very little competitive work with DOC and selenate, which is a very important species of selenium to look at. So my rationale for my work was to examine competitive effects of DOC acids. I chose salicylic and citric acid, salicylic being a common aromatic species that's low molecular weight, and citric acid, which is a common aliphatic acid in rhizosphere environments. And I wanted to see how selenite and selenate solubility was affected by competition with those species at the solid-to-water interface on ferrihydrate. And I wanted to see how this information could be used to possibly increase solubility, and this is important from a remediation perspective. So in terms of my materials and methods, I synthesized amorphous two-line ferrihydrate via the procedure described by Schwartman and Cornell 2000, and this was freeze-dried for preservation purposes. The BET specific surface area was determined to be 258 meters squared per gram, and adsorption edges were measured to observe the effects of pH on this competition with DOC. We analyzed four different scenarios for selenite and selenate, each in duplicate. The first scenario involved baseline adsorption edges for selenium, salicylate, citrate. The second scenario involved selenium added first, followed by one DOC species added an hour later. The third scenario was the reverse, so DOC was added first, followed by selenium. And then the fourth scenario analyzed the simultaneous addition of selenium and DOC species. For the experimental conditions, the sorption work was conducted in a stirred batch reactor system. Sorption was measured as a function of pH, so pH 5 to 9, with constant adsorptives and adsorbents. The system was nitrogen purged, and the pH was titrated to pH 9 using a pH stat. In terms of the procedure, The adsorbent was added to the Teflon liner that we used and was hydrated overnight for a 24-hour period. The adsorptives were added after this 24-hour period, and the liner was placed in the controlled batch reactor system. After 2 hours of equilibration, the samples were retrieved for selenium analysis on ICPA, yes, and the zeta potential was determined, which is basically analogous to surface charge. The zeta potential was measured on a Malvern Instruments zeta sizer. In terms of our findings, this work resembled previous literature from Balestrieri and Chow. What we found was that selenite is bound to ferrihydrate in higher concentrations compared with selenate, which is typically more soluble, especially at pH 7, 8, and 9. When citrate was actually added into the batch reactor system, we found that selenite sorption decreased by quite a bit, and this was especially true at pH 5 and 6, with some desorption still occurring at pH 7, 8, and 9. For selenate, no competitive effects were noticed for pH 7, 8, and 9, probably because selenate is typically soluble at this pH, and so the surface sites were available at this point. However, at pH 5, we saw the greatest amount of competition, and pH 6, we noticed some competition still present. With selenite and salicylate added into the batch reactors, we did not notice any real differences in sorption, and we do not think that salicylate was able to compete with selenite. This actually occurred for selenate as well. We were unable to see any competitive effects throughout. In terms of the zeta potential, we found that the point of zero charge did not shift in the presence of selenate and salicylate. However, with the additions of selenite, the point of zero charge dropped markedly. Also, with this occurred for citrate as well. Our findings from the sorption work resemble work from Balestrieri and Chow for the baseline sorption on ferrihydrite, and the sequence of addition of selenium and DOC had little effect on adsorbed quantities. Citrate had the most pronounced effect on adsorption, and this occurred for all pH examined. This is especially true at pH 5, which showed that 27% of selenium sorption decrease had occurred, and pH 9, where 48% of a decrease had occurred. For selenate, at pH 5 and 6, we found that 56% of selenium sorption decrease had occurred, and at pH 6, 49%. Of sorption decreases had occurred, and salicylate had little noticeable effects on adsorption for both selenium species. These findings are similar to observations from Dines and Huang for competitive studies with citrate and salicylate with selenite. DOC species that are unable to form five-membered ring chelate complexes could not compete with both selenium species. Hence, citrate was able to compete with selenite, at all pH examined, and no competition was observed in the presence of salicylate. This is due to surface complexation that was prevented by different stereochemical and electrostatic effects, and the zeta potential results confirmed shifts in point of zero charge associated with selenium species sorption and DOC. This work indicates that DOC that formed five-membered rings were able to compete with both selenium species. This was prominent at pH 5 and 6 for selenate, and pH 5 to 7 for selenite but still present at pH 8 to 9. This provides a reason for possible increases in selenium solubility in contaminated systems. pH for soils in southeastern Idaho, where selenium is quite common, were examined to be from pH 6 to 8.5, and hence DOC competition is possible in rhizosphere systems in these locations. Also, decreases in zeta potential for selenite and citrate suggest the presence of intersphere complex formation, and a lack of shift in point of zero charge for selenate and salicylate suggests the formation of outer sphere weak complexes. Thank you.
You were saying that the organic compounds that can form 5 or 6-membered chelate rings are the competitive ones. So you're saying salicylate cannot form
those type of rings, whereas citrate can, and hence it outcompetes those species.
I guess that's what I thought it would have been the opposite.
No, that's not true. So I think it was from the Dines and Huang study. They noted from their work that salicylate could not form those rings, whereas citrate could on the surface of ferrihydrate.
Other questions?
I might have missed what you said, but what was the background solution, matrix solution that you were using?
Sodium chloride.
So it was a sodium system.
Mm-hmm. I think it's possible with carbonates present, possibly they could cause some type of competitive interactions as well. I think that would be definitely interesting to look at. Calcium? I don't think so, because calcium bonds to different sorption sites compared with selenium type species.
Questions? All right.
All right.
Thank Jessica again for a talk.